Greetings, this is James Gillen with East City Stargate and BBS Radio. We're on VMO, YouTube again, as we can't put anything on YouTube anymore, but or Facebook. But anyway, too much truth in our broadcasts. But just give people a heads up, East City's safe, fire's out. It's not totally out, but it's contained and it's going away from us. So, as far as what we can see from our place, it looks like it's mostly out, little couple flashpoints. So, we're in good shape. But I was never really worried because we have huge farms between us and they're all nice and green and wet. So, no worries on that one. But was a little smoky and a little hard to do sky watches. And, there's so much going on in the news. I just want to get right into it. So, this broadcast begins with allegedly, and so attach allegedly to everything because this is getting crazy. So, a lot of the stuff you can take solely from the memes and you'll get the real news. That's the way it's gone lately. So let's begin with Elon Musk's AI generated Kamala ads, which have the progressive left's panties in a twist, male and female. So they're calling for his arrest. In response, he said, "I checked with the highest level authority, Mr. Suck My Nuts, and he said parodies are legal." So let's go ahead and play that clip.
I, Kamala Harris, and your Democrat candidate for president, because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility in the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant. Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time. Trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to sh over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
So the new Where's Waldo game has been replaced with the new and improved version called Where's Kamala? And so check out that one. There are rumors that Elon may purchase Google and Facebook. The new name will be UTwitface. No, I'm just kidding on that one. And the Kamala one. So don't go try to find the Kamala game. It's a joke. Sometimes you got to explain these things. But okay, here's a good video. It's called Where's Kamala's Crowds? Most of it is all AI computer generated. So let's go ahead and play that clip. So you can see when she gets off the plane, I mean, there is nobody there, and you can see the reflection in the plane of the tarmac. There's nobody on the tarmac, and then all of a sudden, presto, there's all these crowds just pop out of nowhere and all cheering, jumping up, holding signs, and it's all CGI anyway. But speaking of Facebook, allegedly, Smuckerter's wife owns the Cannibal Club in L.A. along with her sisters, so I wonder if he dines there, a little romantic rendezvous, I'll have the leg of human sauteed in garlic sauce, please, do it, do you want a breast, honey? Like, You're not going to see this in the lamestream news. I mean, this world is just, I'll go further than that. It's just unbelievable what's going on. So, and it looks like Susan Wojcicki, after her son died, soon followed due to turbo cancer, might be karma for pushing the jab and censoring anyone that questioned it. Anyone asked the question if the top CEOs of the vaccine companies and families have been jabbed, most are not. So also all intelligence reports concerning the origin of the coronavirus, China, it's like, looks like Trump was right. Again, despite all the slanderous attacks, the 51 high-ranking intelligence officers saying Biden laptop was Russian disinformation and disgraceful. So no collusion there. It's just, this is crazy. They all have egg on their face. Getting a little sore throat here after the last massive chemtrail and fire program, but anyway, they all have egg on their face after the steel pee-pee tapes hoax and the Russian collusion hoax, and now with the wishy-washy assassination investigation debacle, they've lost all credibility, and they're trying to bring this Christopher Steele guy back after he's been totally debunked, so they're really grasping at straws right now. Here's a good one. A little birdie told me Google and Facebook may be having some serious problems concerning censorship and election tampering. I'd expect a major transformation there. Congress has set this into motion with an ongoing investigation, so we'll see where that goes. Prominent doctors and scientists were killed in a plane crash on their way to a convention, where they're going to blow the lid off the jabs being a bioweapon, an experimental injection, not a vaccine, which has proven neither safe or effective, and in many cases having terminal side effects. So, in other words, those vaccinated have been put on a timer. These brilliant, brave doctors also had the cure to eliminate their adverse side effects, including death. Guess we won't be hearing about the cure. To those still pushing the jab, I say, be sure you're fully vaccinated. And we'll have this conversation a year from now where we'll give you the Darwin Award. And most likely that conversation will be in a wheelchair or a seance, one or the other, because things are going to take their course. And it's funny how those calling the unvaxxed murderers, spreaders, deceivers demanded we be locked up for warning people about the jab. They've all kind of disappeared lately. You don't see them anymore. Yet YouTube and Facebook continue to censor the real science. That's why we're not on YouTube right now, or on Facebook, actually. I think that makes them an accomplice, if you ask me. But we do very, we just, I took Facebook off my phone, and we do very little on Facebook. Post a conference now and then, that's about it. Anyway, I'll probably delete them all together. There's new platforms coming out and new search engines, and we really need to look them up and start getting behind them and back away from the insanity. The Japanese government has issued an apology to their people, doing all they can to mitigate adverse and deadly reactions to the jab. Other countries are following suit. Maybe the doctors and scientists bringing out the truth should have their conferences in Japan or other truth and integrity friendly countries, all using, make sure you all get on a different flight, so that way your plane won't blow up in midair. Anyway, follow the real science and you'll find out what's really going on. I strongly suggest forgiving yourself for injecting you and your family with what is now referred to as a bioweapon created by billionaire eugenicists, and research these cures. Basically, might want to have a little conversation with their doctor about putting profit in front of health. That'd be a good one. Here's a news flash. A female gorilla in New York is saying Trump raped her in her cage. She wants $87 million. Fannie will be the translator and prosecutor. She hired the male gorilla as co-prosecutor, who witnessed the horrible event as her partner. Okay, just kidding on that one. But it's really that ridiculous right now. The lawfare and abuse of power has to end. Don't expect an apology from RNN, the Reptilian News Network, or any other magazines and networks for disseminating all this fake news. Oh, I have something here. Wait.
Yeah, thank you. You're fake news.
I got a fake news button. Actually, I have two of them. But anyway, it's funny how when you try to discredit and assassinate others, and then comes the boomerang. YouTubers, have more listeners now than CNN. So basically, the boomerangs come around, and I don't see CNN around much longer, to be honest with you, or being bought out by somebody. Maybe Musk will buy CNN and give us some real news. Anyway, the Supreme Court hands Biden administration a total defeat over Title IX expansion, which allows biological males and females into locker rooms, bathrooms, and dorms of the opposite sex, as well as allowing men to compete against women. 10 states have already banned such conduct. Score one for common sense. Anyway, the Dark Lord Tedros from the World Health, I mean the World Depopulation Organization, is pushing the new monkeypox virus pandemic, aka adverse effects from the vaccine. So a lot of people have done research, and they're saying these are just adverse effects from the jab, basically. So they're trying to blame it on monkeys again, just like the AIDS epidemic. And before it was bats, and now it's chickens again, bats and chickens and monkeys. Don't look in the lab. So all you monkey diddlers, bat boinkers, and chicken effers, stop spreading the lab created, plagues and diseases. So, come on. How many people are sleeping with chickens and bats and monkeys? I don't know. Probably not very many. These things aren't spread that easy unless they're turned into a bioweapon. I know this is all about population reduction and attempt to roll out the absentee ballots again. So they're printing the pre-filled illegal ballots now, and they just have to change the name to Kamala and fake a few signatures following, by canvassing hotels taken over by illegal aliens to get their numbers up. I saw a meme. It was really funny. This guy said, "Hey, I'll take the shot. Be sure and mail it to me, and I'll fill out the paperwork to get my vaccine card, and I'll send it back to you." It's like a mail-in ballot, pretty much the same thing. Mail-in ballots, okay, that should be okay, right? Just toss it in the trash, fill out, get your paperwork, and move on. Anyway, there's so much going on. Here's another one. It's a miracle dead people are rising from the grave to vote for Kamala. Haven't seen that since Biden, Looks like they're sneaking some provisions in to let ill sorry, my voice, my throat's messed up. To let illegal aliens vote if they identify themselves as a citizen. They don't have to be a citizen. All they have to do is identify themselves as a citizen. That's like, I identify as a female rhinoceros, but I don't think I'm going to fare very well with a male rhinoceros, come on. Let's, again, a little common sense there. Caravans and buses escorted by United Nations in conjunction with the corrupt Biden administration, agents are driving illegal aliens to apply for driver's licenses so they can vote. I wish I was kidding on that one, but Real Raw News has a lot to say about that, so check them out. Yeah, you get censored for saying the words election interference, but people are getting arrested on high levels for election fraud, ballot stuffing, and found guilty. And you're not going to hear about this on the lamestream media. And it all seems to be on side of the left. Gee, go figure. JD Vance came out guns blazing, saying giving Harris control over the inflation policy is like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking. That's pretty accurate. I would add it's like, to that saying it's like giving the cartels control of the border by being a no-show, but they already did that. So she's already had control of the economy for 3.5 years and the border, and look what they've done with it. So they're trying to say square one. Well, we're starting over from square one, but the same thing, the same policies, So she wants to continue with the open border policy by renaming it, changing the rules, and then not enforcing them. So JD Vance is being criticized for saying concerning Trump, they tried to assassinate his character, raided his home, tried to jail him. Then they tried to assassinate him, and the Democrats are outraged. Time will prove he's right. They're part of the deep state, and the deep state was behind the assassination. So they're all in it together. We'll do everything to stop Trump. And you ask why, they'll lose power, position, money, and some will go to jail, basically. So, I mean, they're in this all the way. And the new plan for in the name of saving democracy is to not let him take office, dishonor the people's choice, and charge him with insurrection. Say, anyone else see holes in their saving democracy program? They're saving their own butts, basically. And there's been a lot of corruption and a lot of just extreme anti-American activity, which most will be held accountable for. So that's what that's all about. Black Lives Matters has taken a backseat to illegal aliens, anyone of color legally in America who is a Democrat, and because you don't get a chance to vote on who represents you. So they'll have to vote for who the Democrat oligarchs insert into the race without theirs or anybody else's input. So this is why Kamala lost the BLM vote. Anyway, so how many votes did Kamala get to be the Democratic candidate? Zero. What happened when she ran for president? She didn't make it past the second round, I think. Anyway, her stance on crime is so ridiculous. Here's a scenario with the progressive left, and this is a real crazy maker. So stuff like this is happening. So let's say a Chinaman who identifies as a black woman rapes a young girl who identifies as a male, but has not yet finished their gender reassignment, or let's call it what it is, mutilation, gets caught, cho chooses to go to a woman's prison to rape other women, but is released without bail. And, with the Dems, everybody goes free and nobody's held accountable. So all are victims, and basically, if it does go to court, it's going to be Trump's fault. That's the system we're in. And it's become that insane. It's like, Kamala bailed out the BLM rioters, no consequences, just like DUI Tampon Tim, a war hero, who did little or nothing to stop the riots or hold anybody accountable. Putting tampons in young boys' bathrooms is something he'll never live down, along with his total support for the LGBTQ and whatever letters you want to add to that, ideals, and the war on conservative parents and their family values. So basically, she couldn't have picked a better running mate anyway. But Kamala and Tampon Tim's playbook is Aleix Huxley's 1984. You might want to read that. Read that in Fahrenheit 451, and you can see that's where we're headed for. So forget about all the doublespeak and the media's deception and hype. Look at their actions. They want 4 more years to finish off America. Their platform sounds a lot like the Satanic Luciferian Council on Foreign Relations plan. I mean, look around, check your wallet, your bank account, the price of everything, the loss of freedom. They already raised your taxes and want to do a massive tax hike in the future to support their giveaways you pay for, including future giveaways. I mean, you're going to be enslaved, having to, this bill is not, they're not giving away their money. They're giving away your money and you're going to pay for it later. So figure this out. Who do they really work for? Check out Governor Tim Walz's brute squad paintballing people during the COVID pandemic or plandemic, I should say. China would be proud. We all know he's very proud of China. So let's go ahead and play that clip. So people everywhere are saying, "Oh my God, what is happening?" The proper response is exactly what we told you was going to happen 4 years ago. Actually, I wrote about in my books in 1982. You might want to go to lulu.com or eSETI.org and check them out. Everything's in there. You know, everything they don't want you to know, including many predictions that have come true. And actually, there's future predictions in there as well. But you know, talks a lot about the expanding sun and the solar activity and the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, the push of the New World Order for total world domination. All that stuff is in there. Here's a good one. Scientists finally found the source for the monkeypox, and here's a photo of that source. Let's show that photo. And here's how to prevent monkeypox. And here's another photo or a meme. The whistleblower is saying Bill Gates is spreading monkeypox in the chemtrails, and it's being spread over major cities. So there's a lot of whistleblowers coming out with this stuff. Other whistleblowers are saying it's also spreading Roundup. So notice how your gardens and fruit trees fared. You know, have you look at the forest, the condition of forest? I've never seen so many dead trees, you know, before in all my life. So have you been experiencing upper respiratory, muscle and joint pain, gastrointestinal issues, headaches? You can thank the deep state and Bill for that. So I'm sure he'll make billions on another deadly jab. Sure would like to be at his light review, along with all the others that participated in the genocide. You know, hell's going to be very busy. You know, who knows? We might have a Nuremberg or military trials here on Earth. Actually, they are going on right now. So, folks, this is getting biblical, and the global elite psychopaths are creating Armageddon. It's in their playbook. Between the plagues and the weather wars, including creating earthquake and volcanic triggering technology, creating food shortages, and trying to start World War III, we're fast tracking into Armageddon. So, all under the watch of a senile, corrupt leadership pushing for a Marxist socialist regime. Biden has been charged by Congress for taking over $27 million, some say $47 million, some from hostile foreign governments, and is in the process of being impeached. So pay attention to that. The evidence is there. Ever wonder how much Kamala knew? You might want to ask that. She's like Oprah, vote for me and you get a new house. You get a new house. You get a new house. You know, it's like it's I've never seen anything like it. That Democratic convention was the most fakest, you know, there was fake enthusiasm, fake everything, and no meat. I mean, no solutions, no meat, just a lot of fake exuberance and joy. And, you know, that's it. No meat. Anyway, I want to read the playbook of the Satanic Luciferian Deep State sent to me by KD. I want to give credit, but won't give his real name so as not to create problems on his side. I've seen this before, you know, in the New World Order manifesto. So don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. And here it is in Katie's words. So I'm not anti-Semitic or Nazi. I'm simply a former hacker with great analytical skills who understands what's happening in the world. At the end of this post, I will quote from a world domination plan. You will recognize the truth immediately because that's what's currently happening in the world. Today's reality suggests that this plan is real. When you do your own research, you will learn that the origin of this plan was discredited and that the alleged creators have nothing to do with it. But who was the person providing the key evidence? It was Alan Dulles, the man who raised money from US industrialists to fund Adolf Hitler, his Nazi party, and his war. So anyway, the man who later became the director of the CIA during the Kennedy and the head of the Warren Commission that investigated the Kennedy assassination. Why would anybody believe a man with such questionable character? You know, the protocols of the Elders of Zion have unquestionably borrowed ideas from several authors, but you can say that about the most important writings throughout history. You know, it was called a fabrication and is one of the first uses of the term conspiracy theory. So why do Zionists have a massive overrepresentation in the media, politics, banking, and world affairs? Why did such a small community get to dominate all the other centers of power and information? Why can Israel ignore UN resolutions, international law, and commit genocide in Gaza to standing ovations in the U.S. Congress? Why is Israel acting like it's above the law, seemingly without, any fear of consequences? Read some of the alleged Zionist world domination plan below and compare it to reality. Is all of this just a coincidence? So here's the manifesto. This is in their own words. And there's more to this, actually. I've read other manifestos, and it talks about the vax and population control, everything else. It's all in there. But anyway, here goes the manifesto. Our power will be more invincible than any other because it will remain invisible until the moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning can no longer undermine it. We shall have absolute control of the media. So that is not a single announcement. So not a single announcement will ever reach the public without our control. In this way, we shall have a sure triumph over our opponents. For without the media, they are helpless. We will distract the brainless heads with vain conceptions, fantastic theories, rotten amusement, games, and filthy passions, so they will, be unable to use what intellect, they have. And that's the demoralization program. That's how they take down a country. They'll never suspect that they have been on stage managed by us. We shall establish huge monopolies so that all will go to ruin when the political smash-up comes. We will at all costs deprive them from their lands. We must lower wages and raise the price of all necessities of life. That's happening. We shall create an economic crisis. That's happening, and bigger ones to come, which will stop all dealings and all exchanges and bring industry to a standstill. We'll throw onto the streets whole mobs of workers simultaneously all over the world who will rush to loot property and delight to shed blood. That's pretty much happening. In our government, besides ourselves, there must only be the mass of enslaved people, a few billionaires devoted entirely to us, police and soldiers. That's pretty close to happening. To do this, we must create chaos and hostilities. We must use all deceit, treachery, and falseness possible. Our greatest weapon is the media. We shall establish one king over all of the earth who will annihilate all other causes of discord, such as borders, nationalities, religion, state debts, etc., and get peace and quiet, which cannot be secured in any other way. To attain our ends, that kind of sounds like the Antichrist to me, basically. But anyway, to attain our ends, we must foment trouble in all countries, utterly exhaust all humanity with hatred, struggle, envies, torture, starvation, and diseases, so that the people will be forced to take refuge in our complete sovereignty, our MasterCard. That card's coming out. You won't be able to buy anything, travel, go anywhere without their card. The global vaccine passport, is what it is. And they have some other cards too, but they're saying it has been and is and shall be the destruction of all privileges. So without that card, you cannot do anything, go anywhere, buy anything. They will have total control. So they said on the ruins of which we shall set up our absolute autocracy. Please be mindful that most pro-Israel comments on social media are generated by the largest bot network in the world. So they're not being generated by real people. So anyway, I want to repeat, this is not anti-Semitic. It is anti-Zionist, anti-world dominance, and the total loss of property and freedom. So know the difference. It's a big difference. So most of your politicians have dual citizenship with Israel. And if they don't join AIPAC, a Jewish lobby, most don't get elected. So you can't serve two masters here. And that's our problem. So anyway, take a few moments and ponder what is happening globally and see if this fits into what is unfolding. It's undeniable. Also, these are my words. Also know the socialists work and know how socialists work. And remember, Hitler was a socialist. He was not a Republican, nor was Germany a republic. So when they consolidate the power and wealth, beginning with giveaways, you pay for with taxes, then by hiking your taxes, they can give away more. And when other people's money runs out, everyone returns to abject poverty, except them. First, they have to take away your guns to ensure you can't do anything about it. You will get an identity card, an expense allotment, and you'll own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. And that almost sounds like the platform for the Democratic Party, basically. So those that oppose them end up in jail by weaponized courts and enforcement agencies or genocided. We're halfway there, folks. And if we don't put an end to this injustice and loss of freedoms, we're screwed. We have to rise up. Anyway, speaking of Armageddon, looks like CERN is also having some serious problems opening portals, activating black holes, trying to change timelines. White hats need to shut that down completely before they destroy the planet. These people don't care if they destroy the planet. I'm not kidding you. They're that gone. Anyway, so it looks like the White Hats are also directing Cheyenne Mountain's secret military to take out the cartels. Lots of dark hats and their puppet masters are disappearing from, some taking an all-expense-paid vacation to Gitmo. If you don't know what Gitmo is, change this channel immediately. This show is not for you. So Google it or find the closest MAGA person to explain it to you. And so it's funny how they demonize MAGA when all it means is to make America great again. I mean, why would you be against that? Making America great again, unless you had a complete alternative motive, unless you're being paid by sources to destroy America, basically. So obviously this is contrary to the Democrats and rhinos, make America a third world country agenda. And it's all supported by hostile foreign government donations, cartels, big pharma, and the war industry. So anyway, all that's going to be changing here pretty quick. It has to. Looks like the EU police are threatening Elon and Trump. Remember the last time England threatened America? How'd that turn out? I think we shot them. So speaking of shooting, Crook's body is gone. And it looks like they cremated it just like they washed down any DNA or forensic evidence on the roof. Anyone grab a DNA sample other than the FBI or take pictures? I hope so. There's so many twists and turns to the Trump assassination attempt, including lying to Congress. The audio clearly proves there were multiple shooters. The timelines don't add up. They conveniently left that, they allowed Crooks, they left out the part where Crooks is surveilling the perfect position for an assassination using a drone and rangefinder goggles. He was on the radar hours earlier and never detained. And none of this adds up. One would think enforcement would say, "Hey, do we have a drone up there?" How was a huge sector of rooftops left unsurveilled with easy access? I mean, where were the two snipers during the shooting in the building overlooking the rooftops? The stories conflict. Why was one calmly walking out the front door shortly after the shooting? The other later, while all hell was breaking loose. The place was swarming with cops, and he had to have a do not detain official card. Somebody gave him something to take the attention off him. So anyway, it's obvious. And the connection to the top CEOs that had put options on Trump's stock plummeting. Earlier photos of crooks with law enforcement agents earlier all swept under the rug. So Crook's slanderous posts against Trump on Instagram were ignored in an attempt to shift blame to Republicans. And this would be a JFK 2.0 event swept under the rug if it weren't for so many cell phones and cameras capturing the event and social media investigators, with now what I saw was that there was like $575 million that went to Butler County before the event. All we have to say is find out who received that money and for what. I mean, that would be a major question. The gunshot sound analysis and who was in the upper story overlooking the rooftop Crooks was on, along with who allowed him to go free after finding a rangefinder, will solve the mystery. More to come on that one. But those three things right there will, if you get to the bottom of that, you're going to solve the mystery. So here's another one. Looks like the Supreme Court put an end to the Dems' attempts to take away your guns. Now they're trying to put an end to the Supreme Court. Governor Newsom tried to ban all semi-automatic guns. You know, he went down in flames due to a Supreme Court decision. Funny, other states are still ignoring that and other Second Amendment decisions by the Supreme Court. You know, you do have the right to carry, period. You know, I can see, okay, maybe not in a hospital, maybe not in a school. You know, I can understand that. Maybe, not, you can't walk into a federal building with a gun. You can't go to a Trump rally with a gun unless you're crooks. But I mean, there are some regulations, but anyway, the tyrants are the only ones that want to get rid of the guns because they're afraid of people rising up and holding them accountable, basically. The present administration wants to take away all your rights, not just guns. Study up on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Only Congress can make laws. All these regulations are not law, most unlawful and unenforceable, unless you have a crooked court system and so and uneducated enforcement agencies. So regulations against the guaranteed rights given by God, the Constitution, God is supreme law. The Constitution, Bill of Rights are the second, and anything that goes against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are null and void, basically. The latest Chevron case states clearly agents do not have the authority to make laws or enforce them if they go against the Constitution. Problem is, most agencies and courts have not or are ignoring the memo. So, anyway, by the way, if Democrats want to trash all rights to privacy, why not pass a penis check law? And now, this goes for all politicians, public servants, those in the music and movie industry, Victoria's Secret included. In the interest of transparency, being honest and not perpetuating a fraud, let's have a DNA test. You'll be shocked. Many tests will come back male with female posers and female with male posers and some non-human. That might solve a lot of our problems there. Why is everybody afraid of stating the obvious? This is part of the global elite's demoralization plan, and it's well into effect. Don't be guilted into fear being called a racist or homophobic or for asking the hard questions when the answer is staring you right in the face. The flip-flop wardrobe failures are everywhere. There's a package there where there shouldn't be. So don't believe in, and if you don't believe in reptilians or demons, there's so much inhumanity on the earth because of non-human interference. And that's the only thing that adds up here. So those who sold their souls to non-human puppet masters, seen and unseen, for power and wealth hold some of the highest positions of power, and it's all around you right now. I mean, we're in a war. It's a spiritual war. Anyway, the tributes to Satan during the Olympics, the Super Bowl halftime shows, music videos, concerts paying tributes to Satan, Bohemian Grove, the epidemic child and sex and drug trafficking are flaunting it. They have normalized grooming and pedophilia, making it a misdemeanor in some blue states, most blue states, actually. So no wonder everyone is in denial. Most can't handle the truth. Most would lose it if they could see auras, attachments to people in the true form of some folks in the highest positions of power. The gender change mutilations to children and the gender wars are just gut-wrenching, what they're doing to kids. That's got to end. They tell you if you don't do the operations on children, they'll commit suicide. Later on, I find out, most commit suicide after the operations and due to the effects of gender-bending drugs and, and all their adverse effects. So I won't even post those photos. I was sent all these photos of these operations. And what's even worse is they jail the parents for objecting, something the Democrats are very proud of. How can you be proud of that? Unless you're a pretty sick individual. Anyway, the masks are coming off, the cloaks are failing, all iniquities are being seen, no rock is being left unturned. All you have to do is pay attention. Half your election is just kabuki AI theater. Why do you think Kamala's crowds have distorted faces, six figures, multiple thumbs with bad overlays? Why does the reflection on the plane show an empty tarmac, yet the news show massive cheering crowds where none exists? She has to hire a famous band and walk out after their performance to manipulate the masses into thinking she can draw a crowd, most of which attending these conferences are either paid or A lot of them just left as soon as she started speaking, basically. You can see that everybody's just filing out. Anyway, let's go ahead and play that clip of the plane on the tarmac. Okay, I could not pass this photo up. The Republican Party was established on March 20th, 1854. Its purpose was to counter the Democrats' plan to expand slavery in America. The Ku Klux Klan was a Democrat. It was a Democrat organization. Hillary and Biden praised Robert Byrd, a grandmaster in the KKK, as their friend and mentor, and Biden spoke at his eulogy. Yet blacks continue to vote for their oppressors, despite the fact they have done little or nothing to improve their lives. They got 172 years of broken promises and social engineering, creating division against Republicans and the very white folks that have been on their side since 1854, working side by side with black senators and congressmen, most of which were Republican. So the real Uncle Toms and Karens are the black Democrats, basically. I'm not saying all of them, but a big lot of them. So look at the Democratic states and cities. It's a paradox. You might want to pay attention to Candace Owens and on that subject. There's other ones, Dr. Carson. I think it's Ben Carson. There's a lot of people out there that are pointing this out. So, and speaking of paradoxes, wow, this is going off a long one. The fake news, the cursed invasion by NATO and the Ukrainians was a total fail. Most of the troops and equipment have been killed, captured, and destroyed. Russia cut through their offensive like butter, and now they're surrounded, cut off with no supplies. Then, they're just in major open space and farmland, basically, in small villages. That's what they took over. So, but anyway, the new plan is surrender or run, basically. So this incursion into Russia will have consequences. There'll be a response. Let's hope Putin continues to keep a cool head. Putin also is granting access to anyone that wants to leave the woke agenda being played out in America by morally and integrity challenged and live a conservative Christian life and get this in Russia. Wow. He's opening the door for Christian conservatives to move to Russia, even from America. I mean, I don't think they're our enemy. Anyway, one more thing. So switching from my authentic side to my spiritual side, guess what? Being authentic is spiritual. Wearing sandals, robes, eating goji berries, and denial, judging others not on the same path who address the shadow side is not. It's called limingomics. To practice limingomics, you have to be in complete denial of the condition of the world around you, yours and others' present financial situation, and give up your freedoms. It's time to walk away from Our Lady of Perpetual Denial and join a new club, basically. So anyway, I had a vision a while just recently, and I saw a man looked a lot like Jesus or Yeshua ben Joseph, his true name. He had white robes, his hair was brown with reddish blonde streaks, and his beard as well might have been the illumination behind him. He had all this light behind him. He had a yellow sash, and he did not speak, just gestured in a moving forward motion. And I've had this vision before, very similar. And I received a major healing, undoing the residual injury from the many attempts to take me out, basically. The message I got was, I am here, we're moving forward, it won't be long. So this is the same message I've been receiving from the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors returning. In other words, he's not alone and the timing is right. So there's a major cleanup of forces seen and unseen that have acted outside of universal law. It's called the Great Awakening. The liberation of humanity and the earth, the end of the tyrants is fast approaching, and heaven on earth is returning. So we're going back to the original intent. So you're going to see signs in the skies, light ships, massive in size and numbers. Some will resemble an out-of-place sun, basically. Some of these Andromeda ships look like a sun. And higher dimensional beings are going to start making themselves known. And those who are awake of a higher vibration will be the first to see them. And rather than ridiculing them, you might want to ask yourself why you're not seeing them and why they're not appearing to you. So do not be fooled by Project Bluebeam fakes. If you feel the love, joy, bliss is a fake, if you don't feel anything, it's probably a fake. So if there's not an energy exchange and you're feeling all this love and bliss and everything, it's probably blue beam or something else. This is the same for any fake alien invasion deep state programs. So use discernment. I'm almost done. Wow. We're only gonna have a couple minutes. I might just go to the anyway, but I'm gonna skip some of this other stuff. But basically, the old boomerang effect is in full force, and ships are being found seen over California, low flying. They're landing. The fleets are seen in Florida and other major cities. Disclosure is coming from the skies, and it's going to put an end to this controlled narrative, the poser disclosure distraction. So don't wait for somebody else to tell you what's happening. Go out and look up and make your own connection. So anyway, what's the other line? It said, then ask yourself why no one is covering this. Why do they keep your neck cranked back into the ancient past, 70-year-old crash retrieval and abduction stories? Reason is the spiritually and technologically advanced off worlds were put an end to the enslavement through dependency. No more, they know more about God, the multiverse, and Earth history, which will blow the lid off the chokehold of the enslavers. So they have conquered war, disease, poverty, live abundantly, and the universe is their playground. And who would not, want that for Earth? And now you know the root cause for the censorship and the deception, and why there's a controlled narrative in ufology. So anyway, I'm just going to cut it there. There's more. There's so much to talk about, but I'm going to open it up to question and answers. We only got probably about 3 minutes left to do
Hi, James.
that.
You often say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. Can you elaborate on that, please? I've had several experiences where I just reached a higher vibration and then things happen that pull me back down. Is this a test from the good side? Is it the bad side tempting you and holding you back?
Definitely. Yeah, I just did an interview with Kimberly Palm on that, and we covered what's going on. But it is true. There's I talk about, there's on the highest levels, there's like fallen Anunnaki, there's serpent beings, there's reptilian royals, there's reptilians, fallen the gray alliance, which are negative, and and there's demonic and astral beings and poltergeists. All that stuff is all coming up right now. The veils are coming down. They're thinner. People are seeing shadow beings, and it's all happening. And we have to rise to the occasion, and we have to step into our own self-mastery and make our own personal God connection to get through these times. And it is a test, and it's an opportunity to really step into your power. So definitely it's happening on a major scale right now.
How do you know if you're going through a dark night of the soul?
Be honest with you, your whole life goes to shit. Pretty
Yeah.
much. Dark night of soul, they're rough. I mean, it means everything. Your past lives are coming up to be healed. Your childhood trauma is coming up. Everything is coming up. And then you got the unseen negative influences trying to shut you down as well. So it's a pretty heavy experience. You got to just surrender and just say, this too will pass, and then start doing clearings and make your own connection with Creator, or ask one of the other ascended masters to help you with this. There's quite a few out there waiting.
Do you have any knowledge about Archangel Sophia and the 12 chakra points on Earth? Or, and the 13th key?
God, there's so many things going on out there,
I've never heard of that.
and so many references. And
Yeah.
Sophia is like the divine feminine, and everybody has different names for everything. So basically, what's happening is the divine feminine and the house of Mary, which includes the grandmothers and Mary Magdalene and all of them, along with the Shekinah energies, are really pressing in hard right now, and it's creating a huge shift with the planet, and it's bringing a balance out, and it's putting an end to the old patriarchal programs, so the ungodly programs that are going on. And everybody's got a way of explaining it. I think the 13th key is
Oh, that makes sense.
It's your heart.
How do we connect and get guidance from our higher self?
Basically, set time aside and do clarions. They're in my books. It's free on the website if you want to find out. Always do clarions. I do them minimum 3 times a day. Clear your space and do that, and then do meditation. Take your shoes off. Walk on the earth. Get out in nature. All those things help. And then start being kind to each other and the planet. That way, you won't create any more karma. But and ask your higher self or the creator. Just ask for them to. You can heal things very quickly and gracefully. Old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And if you take the time and set the intent and ask for help, things will happen. But it may not be a fun ticket. Just a little heads up.
This is a hard question to ask, but I'm going to ask it. Where did the little ones who were used and abused souls go? Are they trapped or are they back with source? This has always been heavy on my heart and mind.
That's interesting because they are being picked up, and the House of Mary is very involved in that, Divine Feminine. And so they're being picked up, and a lot of that is all being healed. The things in their field are being cleared up, and because they couldn't reincarnate unless that was cleared up. And so but when they release all that's been done to them, it's going to go back to the perpetrators. That's the way it works. And so they're going to have to deal with all the pain and suffering they've done to others. And so they're in for a real surprise.
Yeah. Would you please discuss walk-in souls?
Actually had a girlfriend that was a walk-in, and sad, but she kind of walk-ins. A lot of walk-ins come from a much higher dimension. Most of them do, and they're not aware of the pitfalls of Earth, and they get caught up in the partying and the attention and all that's that energy. They get caught up in it, and some get into drugs and things, and then they get taken out or taken down. And a lot of walk-ins have to be really careful. They have to be really careful with their energies, who they share their energies with, who they associate with, and everything, and realize, it's not like where they came from. Earth is kind of a battlefield right now.
Hi, James. I have an 8-month-old baby who is finding it challenging to fully physically incarnate and embody himself. He feels highly galactic in his soul origins. What can I do as his mother to assist him to ground into his human self?
Basically, I wrote a whole chapter on that. It's called Parenting Masters, and I think it's in Becoming Gods, the book. And I'd get that because there's a whole lot of information there, but it's really important. They're huge beings in little tiny bodies, and so they're going to have really struggle with that. And so you got to generate ways of bleeding off that energy, get them active, get them moving. And the other thing is, too, is do clearings until they learn to clear themselves, because they are going to be, if you have a master coming in, he's going to be attacked and hit and screwed with by the unseen negative influences because they're afraid of them. They don't want them to wake up and open up to their authentic selves, or their who they really are. They're like grandmasters. So that's the main thing, is keep them clear until they learn how to clear themselves and teach them universal law. The basics, and get a real solid foundation in that. I think we have one more, and then we'll have to cut off.
Do you see a type of revolution during this seemingly paradigm shift?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's happening already around the world. Everybody's saying we're done.
I think that's what
And
it's going to take.
yeah, and it's going to take that. There, you know, I'm we're hope we're really hoping it's like a breakthrough instead of a breakdown, but some things are going to have to break down because they're built on a false foundation. And unfortunately, a lot of the positions of power on the planet, on every level, doesn't matter, like the political institutions, religious institutions, all of that, the business institute, a lot of that has been totally usurped by unseen negative influences and people that are doing their bidding. And so that's going to have to get cleaned up. So It's going to be intense. I think we'll do one more. I think we can do maybe one or two more questions, and then we'll have to cut off.
Okay. Who do you think the Antichrist is? And when can we stop doing business with them?
I think the international banksters are pretty much getting cut off right now. So, but you know, a lot of scholars believe that the Antichrist is anything Antichrist consciousness, and there's not just one, there's many out there. And so it's about anybody that'll do the whatever you want to call it, Satan, Lucifer, demonic, what anybody that's going to be doing their bidding is Antichrist consciousness. So it can come through anywhere, and there's some very high level people doing that stuff. So I know one that really fits the bill, and he's the most charismatic liar and deceiver I've ever seen. And I won't mention his name, but he's a Democrat. And he's melatonin gifted. So you guys figure that one out.
Want me to ask another one?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. When we eventually are in 5D, will there continue to be this same determination to move into 6D or 7D?
I think when you go into 5D, you're going to be so blissed out. You're going to be in unity consciousness, and just hanging out there long enough, you're automatically going to keep ascending because you're going to be assimilating more and more of the higher consciousness and energy. So I think it's going to happen naturally. And I talked to a lot of 5D beings all the time, and they said when we go through this shift, when we go into 4 and 5D, they said then we can reunite and we can hang out, we can be together just like us here in the physical. So, but it's not going to happen until that shift happens, and it's inevitable. We are going to go through that shift. We're going to shift out of 3D, and we're already well into 4D and moving into 5. So. But anyway, on that note, I've got to sign off. We're out of time. So I know this was a heavy and a lot of information, but I'd listen to it twice. And a lot going on. It's getting really crazy out there. And be safe, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and pay attention, and you'll get through. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Thank you.